intro. Hello and welcome to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're really excited to be coming to you live from Foxview Intermediate School in De Pere, Wisconsin for a screen-free entertainment celebration here at the school. The audience tonight is mainly made up of 5th and 6th grade students and their families, and we thought today would be a great time to try some current trivia. So today's theme is going to be 2020s trivia. If it happened in the last 5 to 6 years, it's fair game. And since we're live, we're going to be having some volunteers come up and help the lad out. They're going to team up on a couple of questions. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, or if you're tuning in for the 101st time, we just wanted to let you know how this podcast works. We're going to be doing 15 questions of trivia in 3 rounds of 5 questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little bit more difficult. This round, most of you at home in the car or here at Foxview Intermediate School will be able to answer it correctly. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. 2020s trivia. Question number 1. What movie about plastic dolls became a massive hit in 2023? All right, lad. What movie about plastic dolls became a massive hit?
Toy Story. Should I just say the specific one?
If you'd like.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4 is his answer. Oh, boy. That was not the answer I was expecting. This is kind of weird. This happens on the podcast sometimes. I think he might be right. Let me look. Toy Story 4. When did that come out? Yeah, I had a different answer as well. Toy Story 4, okay. That's your final answer?
Yes.
All right, Toy Story 4. It's a fantastic answer. It's a plastic figurine movie. Makes sense. Did not come out in 2023, though. Did not come out in 2023. All right, so the answer... anybody in the audience, what do we got for answers? Can you just yell out some of the answers? Barbie seems to be the the answer that came out the most.
It was like live action.
It was. I mean, yeah, it's true, but it was about... it was a movie about plastic dolls, so that's true. So Barbie is correct. Very good. So if you had Barbie down, you got one correct. Yeah, the film's... it's kind of crazy. So the film's bright pink sets used so much pink paint that they caused a global shortage of pink paint. That's a true thing. I had to double check that fact. It's kind of crazy. All right, I think this is a great one. We're gonna call up volunteer number 1 to come on up. Yep, come on up, Matthew. Okay, volunteer number 1. What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew. All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for volunteering, Matthew. You're going to team up with the lad here on this next question. Question number 2. What is the name of the NBA basketball player nicknamed King James, who broke the record for points scored in 2023 and is continuing to grow that record even today? All right, do we have an answer?
LeBron James.
LeBron James, lad, do you agree?
LeBron James is... yes, I agree with that.
All right, his answer is LeBron James. LeBron James is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Excellent. Good job, Matthew. You can go take your seat back. Thank you for coming back up. All right, we appreciate that. That was that number 2 question, LeBron James. That record that he broke was held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar before him, and he's still adding to that record today, which is cool. Question number 3. Which animated movie about a girl who turns into a red panda when she experiences big feelings released by Pixar in 2022? A movie about a girl who turns into a red panda with big feelings. Lad, what do you think?
Turning Red.
Turning Red. That sounds like a good one. I think I saw this one. I think I briefly saw this one. Turning Red is correct. Very good. Excellent. How many of you saw Turning Red? That was a cool one. Yeah, I was a neat concept. I don't remember a movie being kind of like that. That was really cool. We enjoyed that one. Question number four. The longtime quarterback of the New England Patriots changed teams to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 2021 season and won his seventh Super Bowl. What is the name of this quarterback? Where's our sports nerds at? Who knows this one? It looks like we got a couple people that are confident in this one. All right, lad, what do you think?
The so-called GOAT, Tom Brady.
So-called. Ooh. Wow. All right. Well, the so-called GOAT, Tom Brady, is correct. Yes, Tom Brady is correct. We've had this discussion before at home. I kind of agree. He is the GOAT for the amount of rings that he has, but he's definitely not the best quarterback, for sure.
Like, A-Rod.
Aaron Rodgers is the best person to have ever thrown a football on the planet. You can agree with us or disagree with us. We have very spirited discussion about sports sometimes on our podcast. If you're a Wisconsin sports person, you'll love our show. We dog on Chicago sports all the time. But wait, they're listening here. I mean, sorry, we love you, Chicago. We love you. Yes, we do have a good listener base in Illinois. So, all right, the last question of the Trivia Tots round. In the summer of 2020, Disney Plus released a film version of this incredibly popular musical written by and starring Lin-Manuel Miranda. We are big musical buffs in this family. We love musical theater. Lad, which one is it?
Hamilton.
Hamilton is correct. Love Hamilton in the house. Absolutely. All right. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. 5 for 5. Who's 5 for 5? Raise your hand if you're 5 for 5. Awesome.
Not me.
Not the lad. That's okay. That's all right. You can't win them all. All right. But this next round, folks, we're gonna turn up the difficulty in the next 5 questions. This next round gets a little harder. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Question number 6. What popular video game that became very popular in 2020 lets players complete tasks on a spaceship while trying to spot and eliminate the imposter? In 2020, we did, unfortunately, spend probably more time than we needed to on screens. So not exactly screen-free friendly here, but that's all right. It is 2020's trivia, so that's a big piece of it. All right, lad, what do you think?
Among Us.
Among Us, he says. And Among Us is correct. Very good. I think some of the parents in here might be like, I don't know what game that is. I don't know. I played that one with students and stuff when we were in our off time and you know, kind of keeping everybody occupied on the weekends and stuff. It was kind of fun. We'd host big group games together. It was always a really fun one. So yes.
Are you ever the imposter?
I was the imposter, and I was good. Oh, I was real good.
Do you mean like you got eliminated like 5 seconds.
I would be the last one standing. I would be able to talk people into. No, it wasn't me. I was letting out the garbage or whatever I did at that point. I don't remember what all the jobs were. Question number 7. In 2021, the show Paw Patrol came out with a movie that did well at the box office. What is the name of the dog who is the head of the Paw Patrol? All right. So, we went and saw this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the head honcho of the whole Paw Patrol is Ryder, but he's a human, so he doesn't count.
Okay.
So, Chase is my answer.
Chase is his answer, and Chase is correct. Very good. Chase is a German Shepherd dog. Anybody have a German Shepherd at home? Oh, you do? Awesome, awesome. We got some German Shepherds. Those are cool dogs. Real smart. Really cool. Excellent. We've got a dog. She's a little crazy. She's a brown lab mixed with a Weimaraner, like energy upon energy upon energy.
Who just like has probably barked 10,000 times in her life. Like she hears one knock on the door and it's like.
We'll know if everybody and if anybody ever comes even near the door. Well, no, it's good. Who needs a security system when you have a dolly? Absolutely. All right, question number 8. What famous online multiplayer game, known for its rapid building and battle royale, introduced gamers to their brand new mode called Zero Build that didn't allow players to build walls or boxes to protect themselves? All right, a game that has a battle royale that features building. What do you think, lad?
Fortnite.
Ooh, Fortnite. Fortnite is correct. Excellent. Yes, the lad and I play some Fortnite in our days.
Used to.
Used to. Yeah, we don't play it as much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. The emotes don't hit as well as they used to. You know.
And neither do the weapons either.
It's a lot of fun, though. It's a good game. All right. Volunteer number 2, where are you? Come on down, volunteer number 2. You got it. All right, volunteer number 2. We're going to do the next question with you. What's your name, volunteer number 2?
McCain.
Thank you for coming on, McCain. We really appreciate you volunteering. Here we go, question number 9. This K-pop group was one of the biggest acts on the planet, headlining major festivals in the 2020s with hits like Dynamite and Butter.
What is BTS?
That's all right. We need to think. Yeah, that was our thinking music. All right, McCain, what do you think?
BTS.
McCain says BTS. Lad, what do you think?
I agree.
He agrees. BTS is correct. Very good job. Awesome. Thank you, McCain. Great. Yes, BTS. Worldwide hits. They did such a, like, I mean, they have millions upon millions of fans all over the world. A great show. Really cool. All right. And the last question of the mind move around. Question number 10. Elected to the position of Pope in May of 2025, Pope Leo XIV was introduced as the 267th Pope in history. What city is the Pope from? We had to show him some love in this podcast. We badmouthed this city's teams a little bit in the beginning, so we got to show him a little bit of love in a question here. All right, lad, what do you think?
Chicago.
Chicago is correct. Yes, the Pope is from Chicago. They call him Da Pope. Yes, they do. Excellent. Yes. All right, so folks, for everybody that's here live, how many of you? Anybody 10 for 10? Oh, we got a couple still hanging in there. Excellent. All right. Very good. All right. But now I have to warn you. The questions are about to get incredibly difficult.
You get 10.
No, I can't take 10. Yes. I want one. Just give me one. the one. If you've never listened to the show before, I usually try to warn people with the number of apparati of safety that you are going to require to safely make it out of this next round. And so for this one, we're going to, I want you to put on maybe an artificial set of wings, right? To be able to fly out if you need to, because this round, the questions are so difficult. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11, the Brain Busters. What famous soccer player won the 2022 World Cup with Argentina and would go on to play for the MLS team in Miami in 2023? All right, lad, what do you think?
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi is correct. Very good. Yes, fans think, and a lot of people think, he is one of the greatest soccer players or football players ever, right?
Yes, for me, I see him as the GOAT and not Ronaldo. Sorry, Ronaldo fans.
Absolutely, yes. Lionel Messi. All right, where is volunteer number 3? Come on down, volunteer number 3. Excellent. If you want to just raise that microphone up for yourself, I think it should work. There you go, that works. Perfect. All right, volunteer number 3, what's your name?
My name is Katie Swilly, and Josie is my daughter.
All right, welcome. Excellent. Thank you so much for volunteering. All right, this next question, Emmett's going to need a little help on this one. So here we go. Question 12. What word puzzle game went viral online in 2022 featuring only 5 letters and 1 opportunity a day to play? All right, what do you think?
I'm going to say, what is Jumble?
Jumble. Okay, we got Jumble as the answer. What do you think, lad? Do you agree?
I'm going to say Wordle.
Oh.
Oh, he comes out and says Wordle.
All right. We thought we knew, so we'll say.
So which answer do you want to go with? You had to talk as a team. Collaborate here. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not very familiar with Jumble.
It's like old-fashioned more, so I don't know. But I guess I'm just going to go with you just because like I'm fair like that. So,
Okay. All right, okay. So we're gonna go with Wordle, it sounds like?
Yes.
All right, Wordle is correct.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
thank you.
All right. What a team. Collaboration. Thank you so much for volunteering. Excellent. Yes, the game Wordle. Anybody play Wordle? Anybody play Wordle today? Do we know, anybody know the Wordle today? We can say it because no one's never, they're going to hear it after the fact, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, you can't talk about the Wordle, right? Can't say the Wordle because you're going to ruin it for someone else. So I suppose if someone wanted to play the Wordle tonight, we don't want to say it. So, all right, question number 13. What social media platform with a white and blue bird mascot was bought by Elon Musk in 2022 and promptly renamed to X? All right, so what is the name of that social media platform?
Twitter.
He says Twitter. Twitter is correct.
Boom,
very
shakalaka.
Good. Yes, yes. I might have been on Twitter at one point. I don't know. I know a lot of sports stuff is on Twitter, so sometimes we read those, but yeah. Excellent. Question number 14. The 2022 Winter Olympic Games were held in this city. The 2022 Winter Olympic Games.
Beijing.
Beijing is correct. Excellent.
Boom, baby.
Yes, Beijing is correct. Crazy fact. That was they used entirely 100% artificial snow for the Beijing Olympics in winter. Yeah. Not one flake of natural snow was used. They 100% artificial it, which is kind of crazy. It's a lot of fake snow. All right, folks, the last question. In 2023, question 15. I have to say it like that. In 2023, HBO adopted a famous video game into a popular TV series starring Pedro Pascal. What video game did they base their series on?
Fallout.
All right, the lad answers Fallout. That is a great answer, but unfortunately incorrect. It is not Fallout. Fallout put out, I believe, by Prime, if I'm not mistaken. So we were looking for an HBO. There was another video game that became popular as a series. The game we are looking for, The Last of Us. The Last of Us. Yes, that was a tough one. I told you, they're the brain busters. That's why they're difficult. Excellent. All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to finish up the podcast here. We just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever app you are listening on. We would really appreciate that. And even leave us a comment. All of those comments and reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can find us on social media at Facebook and Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe give us an idea of what you'd like for a future episode. Lad, anything you want to say to the crowd and to the listeners at home about our live event here?
This is so fun. Thank you all for coming here. It's really a pleasure to have all of you. And you guys are such great participants and listeners. Yeah.
All right. And with that, thank you so much for listening each and every week. We really appreciate it. And until we see you again next time, see you later.
Alligators.
Yeah.